Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group, NCA, in Zuchus of Rivka Bela, Bas Nechama Shifra, and in honor of Rabbi Tram.
The halachas we're learning today are the halachas of Mincha. This is Simon Samach Tes, the 69th chapter in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Notice that the Kitzur is taken all the most regular halachas that we experience on a regular day-to-day basis, and he has put them together into the day. Now, as we finish that, he now moves to the end of the day, closing with Mincha. We're going to go to Maariv and the laws of bedtime and Kriya Shema Lamita. Then we'll move on to the rituals that are timely around certain times of the year, like the Yom Tovim. So this closes the day in a certain sense. He's capping off the day. We're going to look at three basic concepts. Number one is timing. Number two is preparing for Mincha. Number three is being late for Mincha. It's important in terms of the first concept, the timing of Mincha, to be aware of the background of this very important mitzvah. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Vavamabez tells us in the Nerebi Chelbo in the name of Rav Huna that a person should be very careful of the tefillah of Mincha. Why? Because we know that Eliyahu Navi, when he was praying at Har Carmel for that miracle against the prophets of Baal, was answered at the Mincha, as the pasuk says, Vayi Baalos HaMincha Vayigash Eliyahu. Eliyahu approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of Mincha, and that was the time that he was answered. Why is Mincha so important? The Torah explains that because Shachris and Maariv are in a certain sense easy, because before I start my day, when I finish my day, I pray. But in the middle of my day, when everything's all afoot, when everything's in the middle, it's very hard at that point in time to be able to interrupt. And that's why Tulas Mincha is so important. There's so much more credit for Mincha itself. A few basic questions. When is the best time to start to daven Mincha? The Kitzur suggests the best time is to start a Mincha Katana. That is 9.5 relative hours into the day. Relative hours, if you take the time between sunrise and sunset, divide into 12, and that gives you a relative hour. Shas Zmanios. So 9.5 hours is Mincha Katana. It's called Mincha Katana. It's a small Mincha because there's only a small amount of time left in the day, 2.5 relative hours to say Mincha. If it's not possible to do it within that time, one has to leave for a business trip, one can do it from Mincha Gedola, which is 6.5 hours into relative hours into the day. And one can daven from then as well. When is the latest one should daven Mincha? So the Kitzur suggests it's best to finish before Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is 1.25, 1.25 relative hours before the end of the day. So that's sort of between Mincha Ketana, which is 2.5 hours from the end of the day. The middle of that and the end of the day is the best time to finish beforehand. And if not possible, then to do it before Tzeis, before the stars go out as well. Is that what we really do? The answer is no. The Shulchan Aruch gives no indication that we need to finish Mincha before Plag HaMincha, unless one is doing an early Maariv. And the Kitzur does not seem to be adding that observation. It seems to be a Chumrah that the Kitzur is introducing. Secondly, the Mishnah Berurah points out that really we should finish up Mincha before sunset. That would be the ideal way to do that, not before Tzeis HaKachavim. But yevad, in a post-factor environment, we can do it up to 15 minutes before Tzeis HaKachavim stars out, which is later on in the twilight zone. However, technically speaking, we try to finish Mincha having done Mincha before sunset. Let's move into our second concept. Our second concept is preparing for Mincha. We're going to look at a few basic questions. Question number one is, what if I cannot do Mincha? What are the kinds of things I cannot do around Mincha Katana time? So one is not allowed to start activities which will distract one from doing Mincha. One needs to first have Mincha and these activities. These include starting a fixed meal like a su'uda, going for a haircut, going to the bathhouse, going for an activity which will distract one and perhaps make one not daven Mincha in time. How far before Mincha Katana must I be careful? Half an hour. Since within half an hour of Mincha Katana, one should not be doing an elaborate activity which is going to distract one unless one davens in Mincha first. What about eating snacks? Eating snacks is fine. It's talk about making a meal, sit-down meal. What about Mincha Gedola? So if for Mincha Gedola, these issues are not an issue, but is a major event like a simcha, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, those kind of things, one should be careful to daven first, even around the time of Mincha Gedola as well, around 6.5 hours into the day. What if there is a minyan at shul that I usually go to? So then there's no issue. If I usually go to shul at the zman, and there's a fixed minyan, and I go there, and I always drive, and I always go to my seat, and I'm a kover mokom, as one should, at a regular minyan, then one does not need to worry about these activities around Mincha Katana time, because I know I'm going to go to daven Mincha at a regular time as well. If one does not usually go to Mincha at a specific minyan at a specific shul, then one needs to ensure that davening Mincha happens before this other activity which may waylay a person from actually finishing and doing what one should needs to be doing. Does one need to wash hands for mincha? The answer is yes. Netilas Yadayim is required before mincha in the same way as it's required before shachris. I mean to say one would need to go out of one's way, one would need to extend one's time to wash one's hands before tefillah. When can I start mincha? So one should only start ashrei if there's a minion in the room, even for ashrei. What happens if the minion only arrived after ashrei? So then I would need to say another perek of tehillim in order to warrant being able to say the kaddish with the minion as well. You can't just start the kaddish. Does a talis need to be worn for mincha? The answer is yes, and it needs to be put on before ashrei starts. Let's jump into our last concept today, and that is being late for mincha. What if we're up against sunset and we want to try to finish in time? What should we do for mincha? So this is what's called Hechi Kedusha, where they do ashrei, kaddish, and then the Shliach Tzibur leads the Shmona Esrei till Akel HaKadosh, and the people then start the Silent Amidah right after that together. What happens if there's so little time that they won't even be able to finish before sunset even with that? So then the Kehillah can even do the silent part of the Shmona Esrei while the Shliach Tzibur does the first three brachas aloud. What if I came in late for Mincha and they are already in the Silent Amidah? In that case, you can join them in the Chazaras HaShah. Before they will reach in the Chazaras HaShah's Kedusha, you'll be finished the Silent Shmona Esrei. If you come in 2.5 minutes late, and by the time you start, they're going to start the Chazaras HaShah's and get to Kedusha, and you won't be able to do it with them, and you should not do that. You should wait until after they finish and then do the Silent Shmona Esrei after the Chazaras HaShah's. What happens if I'll miss the Zman? So let's say I'm coming in, I'm really halfway, 3/4 away there through their Silent Shmona Esrei. If I wait till after the Chazaras HaShah's, it'll be after sunset. Then in that case, you can say it word for word with the Shliach Tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah points out that, unlike the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who says this is just about if I'm going to miss the time of sunset, I may also do this in situations where there's other pressures as well, to say the Chazaras HaShah's word for word, because that is considered, according to one opinion, a kiyum, a fulfillment of Tzvila B'Tzibur, davening with the community. What does word for word mean? Which times do I need to be parallel to the Shliach Tzibur? So I need to be parallel for Hakel HaKadosh, the end of the third bracha, Shema Koleinu, and Moedim. That's the times I need to be specifically directly with them. What about word for word? What about when the chazan adds in extra things like Kaddish, like Kedusha, or Anenu? So for Kedusha, the silent Kaddisha Appa says along with the Shliach Tzibur, even the Dor of Ador at the end of that bracha. And for Anenu, he skips to where the Shliach Tzibur is up to, because he does not say Anenu himself, because he wouldn't as a Yachid, as an individual. If the Mincha Amida ended up after nightfall, what is the halacha? So one would skip Kaddish Tiskabel and skip Tachanun. Those are not said after nightfall. Nightfall, according to the Kitzur, again, is Tzeis HaKochavim, stars out. We pass it back to the Mishnah Berurah that it's sunset. If I came to Shul on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, and I already accepted Shabbos by doing Lachadori or Yom Tov by saying Baruch Hu, can I say Mincha? The answer is no. That Shul's already accepted Yom Tov or Shabbos. I cannot say Mincha in that Shul. What is if I answered Baruch Hu? If you answer Baruch Hu, that means that you also accepted Shabbos or Yom Tov, and you cannot say Mincha, and therefore you would have to say two Shmona Esreis of Maariv, as we talked about previously, in order to be able to make up the lost Mincha that a person has. This concludes some of the basic halachas of Mincha. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.